Herzlich willkommen, Sia Namgela, and welcome to the Bundesliga Connection with Chris Harrington on the SL Podcast in partnership with DW Berlin.
Time for the latest from Germany's domestic football league, the Bundesliga, and more. For that, we are joined by Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin. But with no Bundesliga on at the moment, most of their players are competing at the Euro 2020. Chris, relief and pride for the fans after that convincing Germany win over the Euro Cup holders Portugal. How are the players feeling?
Yeah, well, you know, the players are ecstatic about the win. I want to talk about one player in particular that hasn't, you know, had the fanfare that the other players on Germany's side have. And that's Robin Gosens. Robin Gosens was the player of the match, and he deserved, you know, to be that because he was very aggressive on the offensive side. He did score one of the goals, and he was involved in both, you know, for that matter. And after the game, he said the win means everything because it was essential for the team in the tournament. You know, they were fighting for their survival. If they wanted to get out of the group stage, they needed someone to step up big, and Gosens did that. You know, and he hasn't had the career, you know, he's had some low lights, but this one was definitely a highlight and something he'll never forget, and the fans on hand will never forget, because this is the first tournament we can't forget that fans are back. Fans are back in the stadium, so they can celebrate and they can really feel part, you know, of that success. And that's what we've been hearing right now. It's somewhat of a celebration, but obviously there's more business ahead.
Following that opening defeat to France, how did Germany beat such a powerhouse team in Portugal?
Yeah, they basically told themselves, we ain't going out like that. You know, I mean, Germany's won 4 World Cups. Germany is always a favorite in every tournament they compete in. And, you know, to get booted out back-to-back, they had to show up. They had to flip the switch of intensity, and they did that. Yogi Löw, the head coach, after the defeat, said nothing had happened. And after the victory, he basically said he thinks it's not much to do with creating a spark. He thinks it was what we always could do. Everyone knew what wasn't there in France, and they basically showed what the world, they arrived at the tournament. That's what the victory represented, the 4-2, you know, victory, because there were 2 own goals, but those don't happen without all of the pressure that Germany brought on the pitch, you know, defensively, offensively, all the way around. So many players did very well. And, but Yogi Löw said it's a step-by-step process. Hungary is not going to be a walk in the park. Hungary's coming off earning a point against France, something the Germans were unable to do.
Chris, Hungary is Germany's next opponent. That game will be in Munich. What are your thoughts there?
Right, you know, we could see, I expect them to continue, you know, with the level of intensity they brought against Portugal. You know, I think they all know what's at stake. You know, you mentioned, you know, what Hungary was able to do against France, and then, yeah, the late goals against Portugal also, which says Hungary's a solid team until the very end. You know, so Germany's going to have to figure out how to crack that defense very early, but look at all of the weapons at Germany's disposal. Finally, we see Kai Havertz playing like we know he can. You know, we see Robin Gosens. I'm sure he's now on the radar of many people who were really unaware because he plays in Italy. You know, you're unaware of what he does and what he can do on the pitch. But then there are so many other stars that are waiting to shine, like Serge Gnabry and more. You know, Joshua Kimmich and so forth. I think the star power that Germany has finally reminded themselves of who they are and what they can do. And I think they're going to try to continue that reign against Hungary. It's in their own backyard. I think they have all of the advantage in the world.
As usual, Chris, what else has hit your radar this week?
Yeah, 2 things I'll touch on. One, Hungary is facing a racism probe from UEFA because their fans allegedly abused France players every time they touched the ball. Kylian Mbappe, African descent, and Karim Benzema as well. So we have to wait and see what happens with UEFA with that. And I'm sure UEFA will be watching, you know, when they play Germany in Munich. That's one thing. Another thing I've been watching and wondering about is Jadon Sancho. Dortmund's Jadon Sancho is yet to get minutes for England. Everyone's been wondering why. I've been confused about it. He's set up to be the most expensive transfer in English football history. The coach isn't playing him. He addressed why. And basically he said they've got a lot of young talent, and Jadon is among that group, and he'll kind of have to take his turn. I don't really believe that. I think there's something else there. Obviously, if anyone's been paying attention, England's been struggling scoring goals. Jadon Sancho is a goal scorer and a great assister. Hopefully, he'll be incorporated soon, because I'm not buying that, you know, that smoke from Coach Southgate.
Thank you very much for the Bundesliga update, Mr. Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin. Have a fantastic day further.
Danke und auf Wiedersehen.
The Bundesliga Connection is a team effort driven by the following incredible individuals. The show is hosted by Aidan Hewitt and Chris Harrington. It is produced by Chris Harrington. It is edited by Aidan Hewitt and Uli Presch, and graphics are provided by David Scullard.